And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Father, I pray that you would shine your searchlight through your Spirit deep down into those places in our hearts, God, that we think we have walled off to you, but we just are fooling ourselves. Father, you are such a gentleman, and I just am so amazed at your tender touch always in my life, where sometimes I think I need a sledgehammer or a 2x4 between the eyes. You are never that way with any of us, Lord. No matter what we have done, your work is tender and gentle. You remove easily and willingly, Lord, for a life that's willing to have that examination done. Lord Jesus, we each are here as a corporate group and as individuals, Lord, that you are so well pleased with. Thank you, Lord, that you have drawn them here to this place at the foot of the cross to remind them of these truths, that in this stillness there is sweetness, there's safety, there's refuge, there's protection, there's life, and there's love. Father, I pray that we would allow you to deepen our hunger for you, that our thirst would be insatiable, that we can not do anything else but spend that time with you when we first arise. Lord, I pray that you would bind the work of the enemy as he throws every distraction in. For those that are young moms here, that they would get up earlier as they meet with the lover of their soul, that the babies would stay quiet and sleeping, that those that have heavy schedules, work schedules, Lord, outside the homes, Father, that you would give them strength and energy to rise up earlier, Lord. I thank you for the examples of men and women of faith who, when having such crazy, busy schedules, only rise earlier to spend that time with you. And earmarks that you have done in their life that has caused them now to be the ones that we look at as pillars of faith, Lord, in the past. But God, we are here today, still with this same burden to want to do what you would have us do. And Father, I pray that as we surrender now before you, that we remember the sacrifice that you paid on the cross for us, that you did not have to do it, but you chose lovingly to take every whip, every thorn, every beating, every riling accusation, every pounding of the nail, every part of your body that hurt for us. Father, that we would remember. That we would remember. And that we would thank you. Lord, I thank you for these elements that truly do remind us of your great love demonstrated on the cross for us. And Father, we gladly take them and are grateful. We are a grateful people. And we come to you humbly and offer our thanks to you for what you so sacrificed. on our behalf. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. You may partake, but first of the bread and then of the juice. You are so good, Lord. In fact, your word says that all the time you are good. I pray, Father, we would remember that too, when the times seem not so good, that your goodness will shine through them. Bless us now, Father, and we thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.